Welcome to the Phoenicia with Sonny and Dustin. It's our very first podcast ever, so bear with us. The expectations are very low. We are doing this with my iPhone, so let's see how great the quality of iPhone 4 is in 2013 these days. This is my homie Sonny. He's always going to be on it with me. Say what's up.
What's up?
We're, you know, pretty laid-back guys. We're going to be talking about current issues and or stupid shit, so
bear with us.
Yeah, just bear with us. We're gonna get our minds right here while we're doing this. So right now it's currently about 110 degrees in here out of AC, isn't that right?
Yes, we have frozen water bottles behind and in front of a very small fan propped on a bed on a sideways chair on top of an ice pack that's not even cold.
If you can follow that at all. It's in a master bedroom, so it's pretty warm. And we're in Phoenix, by the way. If you can't tell, Phoenicia is a play on the word Phoenician because we're in Phoenix.
Back at you.
Yeah, actually, man, you know, it's pretty hot and all, but it's not unbearable. Like, we were talking about earlier how, like, it's kind of helps with your perseverance, you know, like if we were stuck in some sort of situation.
We got into the whole thing of if you found a car battery, could you somehow put it in water to keep it charged long enough to run fans, maybe?
Yeah, and that's a pretty crazy, interesting kind of thing, you know, and even, I don't know if you guys have probably seen the YouTube video of somebody charging their iPhone with a watermelon, right? With a watermelon?
I believe so. I think it's on ice, but I'm not positive on that. Don't hold me to it.
Let's look that up real quick. I think what they do is, like, they get, like, a baking tray, pretty much, like a turkey pan, like you would use to cook turkey on Thanksgiving Day, and they put ice in it, and they set the watermelon in it, and just plug the iPhone charger directly into the watermelon, and you have power. It's insane. Oh, okay, it's ice, water, and salt.
Yeah, and it works like a charm, apparently. Yeah.
Well, it looks like they were using the iPhone 5, so it was the lightning connector as opposed to the 30 pin, which is on the iPhone 4 and 4S. So, I don't know if it's specific to the type of charger that you're using, actually, but
apparently some people are using other types of fruits as well.
Oh, wow. Okay, so here's a guy. He's going to try to charge his iPod Nano.
Some white speaker wire.
Was he using an apple there?
I believe so. Yeah, two apples. He has two nails and two pieces of speaker wire that are both stripped on each end. And
an orange, right? Yeah, an apple and an orange.
That's one apple and one of those little cutie oranges.
Okay, yeah. Really small oranges. They're just, and it looks like they're just setting them side by side pretty much. And now they're incorporating a banana. I'm not sure if this video is going to go
the way.
I don't know.
Banana does not look like it's a healthy banana.
I'm making a fucking fruit basket here, so. Okay, so basically they have a nail coming out of the apple, a nail coming out of the orange, with two pieces of speaker wire connected to each nail, and the speaker wire is connected into a banana in between the two. So,
he's pointing at him quite vigorously, so.
Apparently that banana is extremely important. Okay, he has the iPod Nano here, and he looks like he's going to plug it in. Yeah, he plugs it in right between the two, where the two speaker wires are. And it has power. Wow. That's insane, though. But, I mean, like we were saying earlier, though, it could really give you, like, if we were in where the shit hits the fan, you know, that could be another couple days of life, just, you know, knowing something like that.
You can eat the banana afterwards, even if it's nasty as fuck.
Right, not only is it electricity, it's sustenance. And so, those are two main things that people need to live. And, well, electricity you don't necessarily need to live, but it does make it a little bit more comfortable for sure.
I like it.
Not having an air conditioner in here for about, I don't know, like since, when did it happen?
5 a.m.
5 a.m.
It's 1:14.
1:14, yeah. You were knocking on my door about 5:30 this morning, ring the doorbell. I pop up like it's a goddamn intruder. Run to the door.
It's a kind of action I needed, though. I needed you to take fast. Yeah. Action for me.
I was still so asleep, though, man. It was insane how asleep I was. Like, I handed you the phone, and I was just like, yeah, take it. And you're like, hey, it still has the lock code on there. And I was like, ah, fuck, lock code. And then I didn't even tell you the lock code in case you needed it. Like, I didn't have the foresight to think that you may need to use it more than one time. So I immediately went back to sleep. Good. Yeah.
But she made the call, and, I mean, it's broke.
Yeah.
It's broken.
You should have heard this fucking air conditioner outside.
Do you imagine waking up to that in the middle of the night?
Oh, my God.
Fucking, I thought that, like, I know there's not tornadoes in Arizona.
Right.
But it sounded really similar to one, and then I thought of, like, that's someone's stereo or a car bass or something outside. And
right.
As soon as I walked to the front door, I knew it was coming from the backyard, and I was just, I knew.
Yeah,
it hit me hard.
It was insane whenever you turned it on, is when I got over here this morning, and, like, I literally thought that son of a bitch was gonna blow up. Like, it was bad. Like, it was not any, like, it was just ricocheting the sound off every piece of anything around this community, so, like, I can only imagine what the neighbors thought, for sure.
I tried to keep it off for a little bit, because I was like, I don't want to start a fire. I mean, it's on top of my roof.
It's gonna start a fire!
And on the other hand, it's getting way above, like, comfortable level of heatness in the house.
Definitely.
So we turned it on again.
It's not so bad. Well,
it was pushing cold air, so.
Like, I can only imagine hearing that sound, especially with, like, the stories that I've heard from this house and the things that have happened and all that shit. Just, like, this loud fucking screeching and, like, I it's almost indescribable. Just knocking and fucking metal grinding and shit.
Well,
I would have just
shit
my
Now you've
pants.
Opened us up to a new story, though. A new opening of a jar. Fucking, and we'll start it this way. Like, one time I was getting into it with one of my neighbors, who I'm actually pretty good friends with now. I talked to him this morning, actually, as I did my air conditioner wake you up, and he's like, no, but I heard that shit the other day. And I was like, well, I didn't hear it the other day, fucking, so I must not have even been here.
Right.
But anyways, when we was getting into it, he's like, you don't even know what happened in that house. And I did, so, but
what happened in the house then?
Apparently, as far as I know, and it's just really no details, but there was an Asian woman that used to live here with her husband and, like, two kids, maybe one child. At least one child, I'm for sure of. But, she was a nurse, and she pulled, like, a double shift, and I guess he was real jealous, and she came home late, and it turns into, like, some, like, murder-suicide type shit.
Very grudge-ish.
Yeah.
Very much like the grudge plot.
Exactly.
And then
the kid, and I think that the kid is unharmed. He just ends up seeing all of this, and I've tried looking it up on the internet, and I can't find anything on it, but
that's when you go.
I haven't done, like, that extensive research on it.
Right, that's when you, like, go to the library and get on the old school. I can't remember what they're called. I used to use them when I was in college, but you know, where you go
the
scroll
archives
through,
and shit.
Yeah, all the archives, the old newspapers. You just scroll them. I can't remember what they're called. I can probably look it up, but I feel like an idiot whenever I can't remember shit. But yeah, man, that's, like, just shit like that, that would just fuck with me all the time. Just, is that a grudge? Am I grudging right now?
I know. I hear shit, and I always just, it's the dogs, man.
I know,
and
even
I just
being,
kill myself.
Yeah, even being over here, you know, like, I would see shit out of the corner of my eye and just be like, oh, well, it's nothing. But, I don't know, I mean, what's to say that it isn't something, you know? It's hard to debunk, like, such a large group of people who say stuff, and I know everybody's fucking crazy, right? I mean, everybody's fucking insane, but it's hard to debunk such a large group of people whenever their stories are really consistent a lot of times, you know?
I'm trying to look this up, and
you're trying to look up the history of the house?
Yeah, and I can't even spell murder. Fucking.
Maybe they don't want you to look it up. No, don't spell murder, spell turder. But yeah, man, it is intensely hot. We have been drinking, though, too, a little bit, so I think that raises your temperature about 5,000 degrees here.
And see, every time I search, like, the newspaper archives or murders at this address, it just keeps bringing up, it just keeps bringing up fucking, like, for rent, for sale type shit.
Oh, wow.
And just even it straight up scratched out murders on some of them. we're not looking up murders.
No,
asshole.
There was no murder there.
We'll put in.
Yeah, but so I mean, obviously there was. If like the neighbors know about it, and they're
yeah,
like,
and
like
I've
like,
heard it from different people, and that's not just been like one thing. Like, I heard it from two different neighbors that live on both sides of me.
Right. Yeah, it is. It is crazy whenever you get like in a big city, you know, like. You just never know what's gonna happen with anywhere, like what has happened even. When you're in a larger city, which I guess Phoenix, I think, is what the number six largest city in the country.
I think it's number four.
But, well, there, it could be number four. It's one of those. I know it's pretty up there. It's top ten for sure.
Yeah.
Largest city. Even though it does have, like a lot of people describe it as having a small town feel, even though it's such a large city. You just never really know, man, what has happened in these places and why people have gone through here. When people congregate and create such a large area together, shit goes awry. There is a lot of chaos. So,
yeah, I've been here a year and I've had a naked dude jump in my backyard over the fence. I've had a dude with a sword knock on my door in the middle of the night. They found a dead dude behind the dumpster.
Yeah.
In front of her mom's house, like, some drunk guy pulled out of there the other night and drugged somebody a block and a half.
Oh,
and
wow.
Killed him.
Yeah.
And it's I guess that he didn't even know. And,
right. You know, just that one night, even when, and let's talk about this. Well, one night I'm laying here in his living room floor. We're just kind of watching TV. Actually, his 6-year-old daughter is kind of laying next to me in the living room floor. And, all of a sudden, somebody walks in, and I think it's Sonny. I kind of crane my neck backwards and upside down to see who it is, and it's somebody that I've never seen before. And I mean, just looked crazy, like sweating, wild look in their eyes, kind of, he looked homeless, real shaggy, and just old, and like very not pleasant. And so, my immediate reaction with some of the training that I had was to grab his attention because he just stumbled in. He walked in as if he was a straight dart going to the bedroom. So I start yelling, hey, 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 and I have my knife out, and I'm ready to stab this guy in his face over it. I go, hey, hey, who the fuck are you? And he goes, I'm Kenny, man. And I was like, what? Kenny, who the fuck is Kenny? So I yell, and I'm like, Sonny, and he comes out there, and what'd you say whenever you came out?
I recognized him, and I knew that he had gotten a car accident previously, and he's, like, not in the right mind.
Yeah, I didn't really know that.
And then, like, so, like, while I'm kind of just talking to him, I'm kind of, like, just, like, walking him out the door.
Yeah.
And then, you know, once we got out, I mean, I knew he wasn't a threat, like, immediately as I saw him.
Right.
But my pistol wasn't on the China hutch either.
It was
back here in my room. So, I was like, I knew Samantha would get it or you would get it if I just separated him from everybody else.
Yeah.
And he was cool and everything. I think he felt bad about it and shit, but he was looking for a different address at my house. He's like, I thought this is 1092 or some shit.
Yeah, like, no, it was wild because, like, I would have felt bad about it, but, I mean, he was, like, seconds away from losing his life by way of stab to the face. And I don't say that lightly. Like, I had a knife drawn on the guy. If he was coming forward at me, I would have had no option to do it, something. Because, and it sucks to say that, like, I kind of profiled his look. But, I mean, he had this wild-ass look, and I guess from, what, medication or something? You know, from the car accident, so.
And you got my kid in the living room at
right,
the same
and
time.
And
the
6-year-old
so.
Little girl in there, you know, I am not fucking around with people around here. There's some dangerous vatos around here.
Definitely.
And
that's just to kind of scrape this. I mean, that's just off the top.
Right. Yeah, I mean, that's just like, I mean, you deal with everyday shit around here that's just, it just kind of blows your mind. Anyways, but, what's been going on? What's something crazy as fuck that's happened lately?
Hold on, I'm trying to look at the piece of shit Android here, and it won't even screen on for me.
That's
my bill's not paid either,
well,
so, you know,
well,
nobody...
That's the kind of quality you expect out of Androids. No, I work for Apple. I work for Apple Customer Service by way of another company called APAC. And so it's kind of made me kind of Apple loyal now more than I was. I've had an iPhone for, you know, a while now. But whenever you get a job like that and all you do is talk about a certain product, you kind of like... be stupid to not have those products so that you could tell somebody about them.
I guess the Illuminati is like a big deal right now with just music in general, like...
Yeah, with Jay-Z and Lil Wayne.
And like, even some like the Rihanna's Umbrella video now, and
Oh, really? The Umbrella video too?
Yeah, and just fucking even like that one video we listened to this morning by dude with an eye patch on.
Give
a shout out to Worldstar.
Dobie. It was called. I can't remember the name of the song, but it was by Dobie, and it had a bunch of people in it.
And it was pretty great.
Yeah, like, it was great. Let's see if we can find that real quick.
You can hit him up with it real there.
Yeah, the Dobie. Yeah, it's called Kemosabe Remix. It's got T.I., Birdman, Young Bro, D.O.B.
Yeah, I do think that they do, like, put some shit in a lot of movies we watch and even just commercials. Yeah. And
subliminal messages are everywhere. And like, to kind of clarify it for everybody who don't know us, which is most people, you could kind of consider us conspiracy theorists, right? I mean...
I would.
It's not, and I don't really like the term conspiracy theory.
I don't either.
It has such a negative perception as to, like, these things aren't
real. I'm just, like,
real.
Open-minded to what's actually happening around me.
Right.
I'm not about to believe anybody just because...
Well, a lot of shit is just blatant.
Everybody's
right in our
believing
face.
That.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Yes.
Well, like, and just to kind of clarify it for people a little bit further, like, I know you're hella into Saturn, and, like, how many... like, subliminal messages, Saturn, like, it's everywhere. If you guys pay attention to shit, just,
yeah,
like...
Yeah, it's just kind of put in front of us.
So. Oh, yeah, just everywhere, just absolutely everywhere. From, like, Nike, if you made a sphere around, and you know, around the Nike swoosh, it would just look like the rings around the sphere, you know, and, just
even
like,
the Jewish flag, with the symbolism on the Jewish flag. And,
right. Even today, we saw, what was the Muppets movie, and Kermit's eyes are Saturn. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, Addison pointed that out to me, actually.
Oh, wow. See the ingenuity of a six-year-old? Fresh eyes and a fresh mind.
And you just kind of, you know, give them a guidance of kind of what to look for, maybe.
Right.
And, like, they'll find it.
Kids are so hard, right?
Little sponges.
Kids are just, like, the most difficult thing ever most of the time. They're never happy. They always need stuff.
Because back on the Israeli flag, it comprises of the two triangles, one on top of each other.
Right, the Star of David.
And
triangles have a lot to go into a lot of stuff. With
and just symbolism in general.
Yeah.
You know, words change over time, and symbols tend to mean the same thing.
Yeah, they always
they
stay the same.
Of, lot more longevity.
They can be slightly variated, but they still mean the same thing.
And
know?
It's just all really confusing to me how people are going to worship these idols when it tells you straight up not to worship any idols. And,
right.
I don't know which verse it is. I think it's like John 4:22. I watched some shit on it this morning that says that we do not know what we worship.
Yeah.
And he could be referring to someone else in that verse or something, like talking to somebody or something. But when you single it out alone, it's a little
harder. Let's get this on record too. Like about with religion, let's say... just so everybody knows, and I'm not trying to be super controversial by saying anything like this, but just by taking just a World Civ class my first semester of college, I mean, you learn so much about history and the shit that's happened. And Jesus of Nazareth was an actual person, okay? And Christians who were actually Christians when Christianity started, they were called heretic Jews. They were of the Jewish faith. And then when Jesus of Nazareth came along, they decided that he was the Word, that he was the Son of God because of the proceedings that happened with, you know, supposedly being the Immaculate Conception and all that noise that, you know, I mean, but let's think about it in terms of it actually, of people actually being somebody, okay? We don't have to put mystical powers on anything, because there was a lot of religions before Christianity, and there's a lot of religions now. While Christianity is, like, just because it's the dominant religion in our country does not mean that it's the absolute. So I just wanted to get that out there and kind of cleared up. You know, this is what this is about. We're putting shit on the table, right?
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure someone else has quoted it before, so don't quote me saying it, but, everything is definitely connected in some way. Wow, they said it so much better than that, but, well, that's what they're putting across, so.
Right, right. Everything is linked together. We're all life forms, you know, big inspiration of mine, Joe Rogan, in his podcast, Joe Rogan Experience.
Shout out.
Yeah, for sure. Super shout out. You guys are, you and Brian, my inspiration for the podcast, along with like WTF, Mark Maron, you know, podcasts like that, BS with Bill Simmons. You guys are doing your thing. But yeah, he talks a lot about that, especially like just hallucinogens and, you know, things like, you know, he goes, what does he do? Go down to isolation chambers and he trips DMT and like trips mushrooms and acid and shit.
Yeah, that would be amazing to just have, I don't know, to just be able to wake up and think of something. It's almost like just an experiment or like a project that you can conduct around yourself. That
right,
just
right.
Being able to do stuff like that.
Yeah.
Is,
well, that's, you know, I mean, he's a lot more well off than we are.
Yeah.
So, I guess he can afford it.
But he uses everything, I think, to its fullest potential. I don't think
yeah.
He takes anything for granted either.
Yeah, that's you know, he
like he introduced me to, and you, to like the whole coconut water thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He was the first person I ever really heard endorse coconut water, and I was like, oh my God, coconut water is amazing.
And I haven't found one that I really enjoy the taste of.
That's because
we haven't
even
got... I have to honestly say.
Yeah.
But, I've never felt bad after drinking one
no,
either.
No, actually, you always feel rejuvenated, like, right? You always feel like,
yeah,
ah.
Like, the nights that I've drank them was when I was doing the air filters, and I was, like, on roofs carrying boxes, heavy boxes, and, like, all night long over wires and shit, and I felt great. Coconut water.
Words that are never said by people who carry heavy boxes on roofs. I
in
felt
the dark.
Great. Felt great.
It's not so much like stepping over something, but when you have a stack of boxes you're carrying and you have to go under something and set all the boxes down just to pick them right back up, and you go like 2 feet under a damn beam,
right.
It really blows dogs for quarters.
yeah, man, you know, physical labor is just fucking sucks, you know, like, I don't know, I can't speak for you, but I know at least for myself, like, I always thought growing up that I was never going to have to really, like, be in physical labor. I always thought that I was going to, like, I'm going to figure something out, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I'm always going to figure
something
out.
My mind is
going
to push forth and,
Right, like, I'm going to get something and it's going to pay me and I'm going to focus
amazing,
on that. Right, it's going to be amazing, everyone's going to love it, but, you know...
But I'm not going to be cocky, I'm going to still be humble.
Right, I'm not going to forget where I came from, all that, but, you know, you grow up a little bit and you...
Realize that
it's not that way. Society wants you to stay in a box. You know what I mean? When
I feel like I messed up by not going to college, but if I would have, then I don't know. I don't know.
No, I mean, dude, it's really
overrated. I just don't want to regret it.
A degree doesn't mean the same thing as it used to 10, 15, 20 years ago. You know what I mean?
Because I guess the time that would have been taken from me for being in college, I would have experienced that aspect of... however you'd want to say it, but I learned a lot too.
Oh yeah, I mean,
on the other hand,
the shit that I learned from not being in school and just being you know, pretty much a criminal for my formative years, you know, it's invaluable. Really, you can't take that away, because it changes how you think, and because you see the ugly side of this world, and then you always know that it's there, and so, you know, you always. Maybe to a fault, you always see the worst in people until you meet, you know, people that you really click and bond with. Like, you know, like I feel like with Sonny, man, like we just are on the same wavelength, and, you know, it's, you don't really see the bad in them, you see more of the good.
I don't know if it even ties to it, but it's like, And that makes me think, I don't know why, but of the movie 21 Grams, how when somebody dies, they weigh 21 grams less than when they were alive. Like, and people say that that's like the weight of the soul that's in the human body is 21 grams.
Yeah, yeah, isn't that what they say?
Yeah, and just like, I do believe that, like, I don't know how...
Crazy fucking movie, by the way.
How it was put, but instead of being like a body living on Earth, we're more like... A spirit living in a body, experiencing a body.
I mean, there's
instead of a body experiencing the world.
Yeah, but like a spirit experiencing a body. It's so hard to know, and like nobody will ever know. And that's what sucks, you know, that we eventually have to die. And this is getting darker than I planned on, but you eventually have to die without ever knowing. You know what I mean? Because nobody's ever gonna know the meaning of life. It's a philosophical question. What's the meaning of life to one person may not mean the meaning of life to somebody else. It's,
you know. And I do believe in reincarnation, but I don't think it fits into everybody. Like, I do believe
I want to believe in shit like that, but, it, you know, like, I want to believe that you would have your old memories back, too. And maybe that's what dreaming is, and people still have a lot of debate as to what dreaming even means and why it's so important that we have to dream or we'll fucking die if we don't dream. You know?
I've even heard... off of some shit that, like, if you eat, like, junk food before you go to bed, that you're more likely to have, like, a weird offset kind of dream.
Yeah, I think that's been mostly debunked, though.
I do, too. And then if you eat, like, healthy, that you'll have better dreams. But then I've watched a documentary where dude, like, didn't eat nothing but, like, chicken and salads and shit. And the chicken was baked and everything. And he, like, had a hardcore nightmare or something.
Right. You can never... It's just triggered by the DMT release in our brain, actually, you know, so...
One thing I like to do when I'm laying in bed and, like, I'm kind of just stressed out about life in general, to kind of take my mind off of everything, I'll go through the alphabet. And I'll, like, I'll start with A, and I'll try to think of two movies that start with A.
Oh,
and, like, sometimes I'll even knock it down to it's got to be two scary movies, then I got to name two actors in the movie.
Get very specific.
And then when I do that, like, I never make it through the whole alphabet, like, ever. Or I even used to do, like, football teams or cars and shit. And then I used to try to figure out how many football teams there were when I was younger.
Yeah.
And I would label them with the state, you know, and shit before I'd go to bed.
Yeah.
And, like, I think one night... I actually fucking knocked them all out before
NFL. Are you talking about NFL teams?
Yeah,
right?
Just NFL.
Yeah, there's 32 of them. 32 teams.
Because I remember every night I would get a little bit further. I think I, like, the first night I stopped at, like, 15, and the next day I upped it to, like, 22 maybe.
Right.
I'm pretty sure I made it up to at least 30. I know I fucking made it to 30.
Yeah.
So there may have been two damn weird-ass teams in there, like... who was real new at the time? There was a Houston team, maybe.
Houston Texans.
Yeah, the Texans. That was a newer team.
Yeah,
it was kind of hard.
Like,
to think
I
of.
Don't know. Like, there's like there was the Carolina Panthers and Jacksonville Jaguars. They were expansion teams when they came in.
Yeah, I knocked those two out every time.
Yeah.
Cause I kind of liked the Panthers.
Yeah, yeah.
Of course. Like, I really liked them when they first came out.
Don't get me started on sports. We'll turn this into a sports talk. Radio.
Sports talk broadcast. Fucking.
I mean, we are like very, very, very close to the stadium here in Glendale for the University of Phoenix stadium that the Cardinals play at. So,
shout out to the Cardinals.
Go Cards. Go Fitz. Let's see if they have a big year. Hopefully Carson Palmer can throw it, you know, around a little bit. Chuck that ball. You know,
who else are we missing? Who's your guy? Fucking.
Tyrann Mathieu is my guy
now.
I mean, we need to get him on first team. I don't know if they're going to put him on first team yet. That's the practices we've been to. He's been on second string.
He's first team material.
Oh, yeah. I think he's going to be first team whenever he comes out. So
it's almost like, is he a rookie this year?
Yeah, this is. And then they got Kevin Minter, which actually was their first round pick.
Like, if I was a coach, I'd almost want to keep my best rookie on second teams a little bit just so he can observe shit and just see shit. And then, like, just tell him what I'm doing and then let him know that, hey, you're definitely first team type shit.
Yeah.
I think this. I just want to give this a shot. Honestly, I don't even know if it's gonna work. But
yeah, and plus
I think it would benefit. Honestly.
He's had so many problems. Like giving him starter status right away would probably be very detrimental to his behavior. You know, because then you're gonna start giving him a big head again. You know, I'm a rookie and I'm a starter and I'm the biggest. You know, you said I couldn't do it and now I'm here and look what I'm doing and all this shit. So I think that they really need to watch him carefully because he
is
such a...
Where is he coming from?
From LSU, and that's like... The Cardinals are just building an LSU defense, pretty much. So like all the best players from LSU are coming to fucking.
So
the Cardinals.
He lived in Louisiana and everything.
Yeah,
he
yeah.
just moved out here from Louisiana to Phoenix
yeah,
and shit.
Right. Yeah. And along with Kevin Minter, who was their first round pick, he was a.
Oh, so he's coming with a friend too.
Yeah,
so
and
he
Patrick
knows.
Peterson was actually his mentor at LSU the year before. He's been in the league 2 years now. Patrick
That's
Peterson.
Awesome, then. So he's set up.
Oh yeah, that's
success.
Why they drafted him in the third round. They said, you know, we've got support here. Because Patrick Peterson is just a professional all the way, you know what I mean? And he's got the guys in the locker room like Fitz, who's been there, and, you know, he's just above professional. He is just
I see a lot of Peterson jerseys out now. Like, I noticed Peterson.
Oh, yeah, Peterson is the biggest, the next big thing, man, and as far as defense, like from Deion Sanders, you know.
And who we got, Washington, that's on the suspension right now for the first four games.
Yeah, Darryl Washington. Yeah, I guess it was substance abuse.
Yeah, we didn't really read into that too much, but...
Yeah, it's always something, you know, one guy's got to get a fucking... You know, you got all that money, and, you know, you just stop fucking up. And I'm not saying that I'm not anti-anything. In fact, I'm very pro-marijuana. Very pro-marijuana, and everybody should smoke, I think. I think it just makes for a better life for everybody.
Amen.
Yeah, definitely. but yeah, I mean, that's a whole nother debate. Like I know that even I've listened to somebody have it that what if, okay, so if marijuana is legal in Colorado and one of the Denver Broncos players tests positive for marijuana, you know, if the state is allowing that to be legalized, why should it be illegal in the sport? You know what I mean? Only in the city you play.
It's like when I asked you, like, do you think a lot of football players or anything smoke cigarettes? And
no, I doubt that just because the harmful effect. Because cigarettes are more harmful than they are.
Yeah.
You know, they don't have the same.
But nobody looks down on people like celebrating and going and having a drink. Either.
Oh, yeah, I know, which is so much worse, you know.
And I took a shot earlier, so I'm not saying anything about drinking. But
no, yeah, I mean, but the effects it has on your body as opposed to the effects of marijuana are just drastic.
Yeah.
Why do you think there's so many deaths related with alcohol and driving?
Well, I could quit smoking cigarettes if...
Yeah, me too.
If, I don't know, if...
I have. I mean, I just chose to kind of start back up.
I don't think I've really quit... Hard style quit.
Yeah, I wasn't smoking for like almost 2 years, a year and a half probably to be more accurate.
So we like to like make some crazy shit up in the kitchen too.
Oh yeah, yeah for sure.
I'm getting hungry right now, that's why I'm bringing it up.
Starving, probably because I've been drinking and shit already. And it's hot as tits in here.
We have that Totino's Mexican pizza. It's the limited time one.
Oh.
We could throw some hot sauce on it.
Definitely some salsa on it.
And
heyo.
I think there's some shredded cheese left, and we need something else though. We can't just. We have the cheese dip from last night. There's those frozen burritos, but they're just the bean and cheese ones. They're not the blue pack.
Yeah,
if y'all get those El Monterey, I think, burritos, frozen burritos, get the blue pack.
They are off the cheese.
They're great.
They're so good.
The green pack looks great, too. I haven't tried them yet, though. It's like the green
chain. No, yeah, that's what I've been on is the green pack, though, for my whole life. And, yeah, they are off the chain, too. But, like, whenever you change to the blue pack, you're like, oh, my God, this is what I've been missing out on, too. So it's good to get a
back in Arkansas. I'm not from Arkansas. I'm from Orange County, California. But I went to a lot of schools in Arkansas. I went to Winter. And they had those little chimichanga burritos. They fry up for us and shit.
Oh yeah.
And like I guess we had some really banging ass good ones because I always loved like when we had burritos. And. Hell, you even remember the square pieces of pizza you'd get?
Yeah, of course. The square pieces
fucking
of pizza.
Fold them up
best.
And shit.
They
I'd
were
pick
the
all
shit.
The cheese or the hamburger meat off
were
of
you on
it.
Free lunch?
Yeah,
of
fuck
course.
Yeah,
everybody
I was on free
better
lunch.
Better get that free lunch. Hell
shit.
Yeah. Free lunch, homies.
I'd even sit with all the girls that didn't like the food. Be like, I don't eat at school. And like,
stuck up asshole.
And some of them were a little bit bigger. And I even like went out with a chick that was a little bit bigger one time. And she didn't eat none of her food, and like, I honestly think that's why some of them were getting big, because like they're all just stressed out and like not eating and shit,
just blowing them up.
And it's definitely healthy to eat. Like, diets, I guess, can be good too, like if you do it right.
Yeah, but of course. No, it's all what managing your calories and what you're putting in your body, you know? What's the intake and what are you putting? What kind of exercise are you doing as well? How are you burning them up? Or, you know what I mean? You can't just eat a bunch of fat and just sit on your ass unless you're Sonny. Yeah. And then he can.
Did you ever get in trouble in school and have to, like, stand and eat in the cafeteria?
Oh, yeah. I've got in every type of trouble you could be in, probably.
It's the worst, like, and then if you don't have something good to eat that day, you're just standing.
Right.
And then, so I started reading all the ingredients on shit, and, like, the calories on the milk, mm-hmm. and
it's like 280.
The back of my saltines and shit. Right. And that's how I got there, from, like, throwing a pack of saltines.
They let you have another one. It's like giving a murderer another gun. So, like, here you go. Probably won't do it again.
I don't know how.
Probably
won't do it again. Maybe they have. I think they handed out 2 packs per kid, maybe. I don't know how that worked out.
Yeah.
And I remember getting ketchup. I don't think I was quite. He got it on the ceiling, but I got it on the damn wall. Pretty close to the ceiling. Shout out Center Valley.
Shouting out to Arkansas. We both came out of Arkansas. I was born in Fresno, California. Him being born in Orange County, and somehow we both made it to the fucking podunk town in Arkansas.
Yeah, I traveled back to Fresno, used to, in the Back to the Future days.
The Jay Fox days.
He's coming back.
He's got that new show, right? And, like, it's so cool because they actually joke about his Parkinson's.
That's
the whole trailer for the show. It's like him joking about his Parkinson's.
I don't know what to think about it because...
My dad's got Alzheimer's. He's like, I have Parkinson's. He's like, it doesn't matter.
I just don't know. Like, I'm all about people being able to joke about their own disabilities and shit. But sure. I almost feel like he was more forced into that.
Yeah, maybe. Well, I feel bad about it because I just think that he hates having it. You know what I mean? Like, he just fucking
I don't
really
think
hates
it. I bet it.
It
doesn't bother him that much.
I bet it does because he looks sad in his little Michael Bay eyes.
Beautiful little MJ face.
Just shaking and shivering like nobody's business. And I'm like, man, you should be on Iconoclast.
I know. I don't even think he ever even got reference to MJ. Like, yeah. Michael Jordan or...
Right.
Who was the other one? Jonathan Taylor Thomas?
JTT.
JTT. Yeah, I remember that shit growing
when
up.
When I was a kid, man, JTT was who you had to be to
me
get
and
the
Samantha
pussy.
Were talking about Pinocchio last night. Yeah. And I was like, yeah, they made a real Pinocchio movie. And she's like, do you remember who was in it? And I was like, yeah, it's goddamn Jonathan Taylor Thomas. And she's like, yep.
I didn't remember that at all.
And she liked, she liked that dude Leland off of Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Oh my god, Leland? Yeah. Dog's son?
Yeah.
Oh my god, bro. I didn't know.
And
that is terrible.
I'm going to dog her out for a minute, see if I can think of anything else.
She's going to walk in like in a minute and be like, what the fuck? I didn't like Leland ever. I hate Leland.
I don't like Leland now.
I was a kid.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, I took karate and fell out of a tree. Not my shit out.
That's what happened when I was a kid. Your childhood sucked.
My childhood did kind of suck, but...
Yeah, mine too.
It's just because of life. It's not because of my mom's fault.
Yeah,
my parents tried hard.
Life is hard, man. Life is really fucking hard, actually. And so, yeah, I mean, just... You know... When you come up, man, you expect... Like, people should stop telling kids that they can do whatever they want. Like, because that's what fucked me up,
you need to tell kids, like, work real hard at what you... You need to figure out what you want first.
Right.
Try to figure out what you want.
Stay in your niche. Whatever your niche is.
You know, be as positive as you can be. And...
I think a fly just fell out from the heat in here. Just fell out.
Yeah. The heat is affecting my thought process.
I think we should go ahead and just end it. Yeah, I'm very parched. Extremely parched. More than most. Let's go ahead and just call it a day on our first podcast. I hope you guys kind of, you know...
Got the feel.
Yeah, you got a feel for what we're about. You know, there's going to be a lot more to come. We're going to blow your fucking brains just, all over the fucking wall.
Tell us what you want to hear, mainly. That I think that helps out more than anything.
Yeah, we're just some regular fucking guys, you know what I mean, trying to make it in this crazy fucking world, so... Just let us know what you want us... Just give us some topics, man. We'll let you know what we think about it.
Open up another can of...
worms, if you will.
On some stuff.
On them haters. Alright, well, it's been fun. This is Phoenicia with Dustin and...
CeeLo.
Uh-oh.
Sunny. We'll edit that out, though.
We'll see you guys later.